Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We have a really interesting case on the table today.
Yeah, this one's a bit of a paradox.
It really is. We're looking at a company called Navicon. Now, you might not know the name right off the bat, but if you work in enterprise tech, you definitely know their work.
Oh, for sure.
They're a massive systems integrator. We're talking over 1,000 projects operating in more than 30 countries. These are the people behind the scenes for giants like Stata, Informa, Leroy Merlin.
Even Vukusnoye Tochka, which, was formerly McDonald's in Russia, they're the heavy hitters.
Exactly. They're the architects of efficiency for literally everyone else.
And that's the paradox you mentioned.
Yeah, it's the one. You know the old saying, the cobbler's children have no shoes?
It's a classic. The expert is so busy fixing everyone else's problems, they forget about their own.
Precisely. Navicon sells digital transformation. It's their entire brand. But
Yeah.
when you look at how they market themselves, it looks surprisingly manual. So the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when we apply a very specific piece of tech auto content API to a company like Navicon. Can we, automate the automators?
And let's be clear, this isn't just about using some AI tool to write a tweet. Auto Content API positions itself as programmable content infrastructure.
That's a mouthful.
It is, but it's accurate. It's designed to turn raw data like white papers, URLs, into finished media, podcasts, videos, you name it. Think of it like a notebook LM API alternative, but on steroids.
Okay, but I have to play devil's advocate here for a second. Why do they even need this? I went on their site. They have a media center. They've got podcasts like BI 2026. They're winning awards. They seem fine.
They are doing fine. But in today's world, fine is a really dangerous place to be. We're living in what you could call a content saturation economy.
Too much stuff out there to read and watch.
Exactly. And because of that, growth now depends on something called mental availability.
Mental availability.
It's not enough to just have a blog post. It's about being the first name that pops into a potential client's head the second they have a problem. You have to be everywhere.
Okay, but they're a high-end consultancy, not selling sneakers. Do they really need to be everywhere?
I think they do. Think about their sales cycle. Implementing an ERP system is a massive decision. It can take years. If Navicon puts out one great podcast a month, that's good. But what about the other 29 days?
Their competitors are talking.
Their competitors are filling that silence. If you're not constantly present, you are losing mental market share day by day.
So the bottleneck isn't their expertise or their ideas, it's just the physical capacity to produce content.
Precisely. It's the economics of manual production. To make one of those podcast episodes, they have to schedule their top experts, record, edit, mix. It's a totally linear process.
And it's expensive. I've seen estimates for B2B podcasts, what, like $150 to $500 an episode?
Easily. And that model just doesn't scale. You can't just throw more people at it without destroying your margins.
Right, which in consulting, margins are everything.
And that's where the API just changes the math. Auto Content lets them take their existing assets, all those dense, brilliant articles they've already written, and just feed them into the engine.
And it spits out a podcast.
A two-way dialogue podcast.
Hold on, though. We've all heard AI voices. Are we talking about that robotic monotone thing? Because for a premium brand like Navicon, that would be a disaster.
That's the big leap that's happened in the last year or so. The sources we looked at emphasize that this API produces voices that are natural, steady, and believable. The goal is bingeable content.
Okay, and the cost. You said it changes the math.
It goes from, say, $500 an episode down to maybe 10 cents to 2 euros.
Wait, pause. From $500 to 2 euros.
Yep.
That's not a discount. That's a completely different economic reality.
It decouples production from time.
Yeah.
Instead of one episode a month, they could release an episode for every single one of their 1,000 case studies if they wanted to. They'd go from a company that has a media center to a company that is a media engine.
Which brings us to another huge issue for a company like Navicon. Geography. They're in over 30 countries.
Yeah, that's a logistical nightmare for a traditional marketing team. They do a great project in Russia, write it up in Russian, maybe get it translated into English. But what about their potential clients in South America or Germany or China?
You need a local team.
Yeah.
or a really expensive translation agency, and even then you're just getting text.
Right, but the API has this instant globalization capability. It supports over 50 languages, and it doesn't just translate the text, it actually resynthesizes the audio.
So walk me through that. How does that actually work?
Okay, so Navicon takes the Russian text of, say, the Stata case study. They feed it into the API. The API transcribes it, translates it, and then generates a brand new, native-sounding German audio version for the German market.
All from the original file?
Instantly. And a Spanish one and a Chinese one. No local copywriters, no voice actors.
That's massive. It multiplies their addressable market without increasing their headcount, which is kind of funny because that's exactly what they promised their own clients.
It's them eating their own dog food, basically. It creates a borderless content strategy.
So we've got volume, we've got language. Mm-hmm. But I want to push back on something. In tech, things move so fast.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just recycling old case studies, aren't you always looking backward?
That's a fair point. Evergreen content is great, but it doesn't create urgency. This is where a strategy called newsjacking comes in.
Newsjacking. Sounds a little aggressive.
It's really just about being strategically responsive. You inject your brand into a breaking news story. But the problem is, by the time a big company like Navicon drafts a thought leadership piece and gets it approved,
the news cycle's already over. The hot take is cold.
Exactly. Yeah. This is where the automation gets really clever. The API has a deep research and social listening function. It can monitor feeds from X, from Reddit, for specific keywords.
Okay, give me a real-world example. How would this play out for one of their pharma clients?
All right. Let's say a new regulation on pharmaceutical labeling drops in the EU, a huge headache for Navicon's clients. The API detects this spike in conversation.
And it just writes a regulations are changing post, because we see that AI junk all the time.
Now, and this is the key part. It uses what's called a deep research endpoint. It goes out and browses the live web government sites, industry journals to gather the actual facts, so it isn't just making stuff up.
So it combines the news with Navicon's specific expertise.
Precisely. Then it generates what you could call a market alert. Maybe a 2-minute audio brief explaining the new rule. And here's the hook positioning Navicon's own Harmony MDM solution as the answer.
And the turnaround time on that?
Minutes, not weeks.
And that shifts them from being a service provider to being a real-time intelligence hub.
You got it. It builds authority through pure utility.
Now, we've talked a lot about audio, but I was looking at their success stories. They saved one client, Simple Wine, 3,000 man hours. That's an amazing stat. But the case study is just a wall of text.
And asking a busy executive to read a wall of text these days is a big ask. Video is just dominant.
But they can't hire a film crew for every project. That's the opposite of efficient.
Of course not. This is where the Video Create Shorts endpoint is so powerful. You take the URL for that Simple Wine case study, feed it to the API.
And what comes out the other end?
A 60 to 90 second vertical video. It can use an AI avatar or stock footage. It scripts a summary, problem, solution, result. Boom.
So those little snappy videos you see all over LinkedIn and YouTube Shorts?
The very same. Manually, one of those costs at least $300. With the API, you're looking at maybe €4.
€4. Seriously, you can make 10 versions of it just to A/B test the messaging.
And there's a huge hidden benefit here that most people miss, SEO.
I thought Google just crawled text. Why would they care about a video?
They care about dwell time, how long someone stays on your page. If a user sees a wall of text and leaves, Google thinks the page is low quality. But if they stay to watch a 60-second video...
The algorithm sees that as a good sign.
Okay.
So the video helps the text rank higher.
The data says a page with video is 53 times more likely to rank on Google's first page. It's a virtuous cycle.
I want to pivot a bit. We've been talking about external marketing, but Navicon's real product is the knowledge inside their employees' heads.
Internal knowledge transfer. It's the Achilles heel of every consultancy. You have these brilliant technical directors who know everything.
But they're too busy being brilliant to teach everyone else.
It's the expert paradox. The people with the most valuable knowledge have the least time to share it.
So how does an API solve a time management problem?
It can't give them more hours, but it can clone their voice.
Voice cloning.
Yeah.
Okay, now that sounds a little sci-fi and maybe a little weird.
It can feel that way. But think about the business case. A leader at Navicon records their voice once. The system learns it. From then on, the system can generate daily market thoughts or technical updates narrated in that leader's voice.
Without them ever having to record anything again.
Exactly. They could just type a quick update, and the API turns it into an audio briefing.
But isn't that a bit impersonal?
What's the alternative? A PDF attached to an email that no one reads. Imagine their consultants driving to a client site. They could be listening to a private podcast feed from their own leadership getting up to speed.
Okay, that makes sense. It turns dead time into learning time.
And it keeps the entire company aligned as they scale.
Let's wrap up with one last strategy. This feels like the holy grail for B2B. You mentioned programmatic SEO.
TSEO? Yeah, this is the heavy artillery.
So break it down. What is it?
Navicon offers this huge menu of very specific services, right? Microsoft Dynamics migration, Bitrix 24 implementation, and so on.
And people are searching for those specific terms.
Exactly. The strategy is to create a unique landing page for every single one of those search terms, potentially thousands of pages.
Whoa, wait. But Google hates that, right? If you just copy and paste a template and swap out a keyword, that's thin content. You get penalized.
You are 100% right. Thin content is the trap. But this is where the API solves the problem. It allows you to generate unique multimedia for each of those thousands of pages.
So it's not a template.
No. The page for Microsoft Dynamics for Retail gets a unique 500-word guide, a unique podcast episode discussing dynamics in retail, and a unique video summary.
And it can do that for thousands of different pages.
For as many pages as you have API credits, suddenly to Google, these aren't spam. They're high-quality resources. It lets Navicon capture the entire long tail of search.
It really is like Navicon is sitting on a gold mine of expertise. They just need an engine to process it all.
That's the perfect way to put it.
Yeah.
Their promise to clients is efficiency. This is just the infrastructure to apply that same promise to themselves.
Automating the automators.
And the key takeaway isn't just about making more content. It's about decoupling your growth from the clock. As long as your impact is tied to how many hours your team can work, you're always going to be limited.
But with an API, the limit is just how many credits you want to buy.
Basically, it's a completely different economic model.
So here's a final thought for everyone listening, and maybe for the folks at Navicon. Their whole business is about translating business problems into IT language, into code.
Right.
What happens when their own marketing gets fully translated into API language? If they don't do it, and a competitor signs up for that big high-volume plan, could they get drowned out before they even realize what's happening?
That is the danger. In this economy, silence is not an option, and manual noise is just too expensive.
A fascinating look at where things are headed. I'm definitely going to be looking at my own processes a little differently after this.
As we all should.
Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you on the next one.